get a little moonlight mud on the tires, baby, if you know what I mean. Angel in the front seat, Yeti in the back, I hear connecting dots on a map. You're the best thing since back roads, baby, pedal to the metal with the windows down. Sunshine setting on a cross that saved me, hanging from a rear view red dirt clouds. Too late, heaven's one hell of a view, but it ain't got nothing on you. Driving this good old country boy crazy, you're the best thing since back.
ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:02.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In Georgia, prosecutors charging the 14-year-old suspected gunman in yesterday's deadly shooting at Appalachee High School with four counts of felony murder. The FBI says it investigated tips last year the teen was threatening to shoot up a school, but say there was not enough reason to bring charges. Today, President Biden in Wisconsin at a convention and then called for stronger and sensible gun laws and to help limit access.
There are too many people who are able to access guns that shouldn't be able to. So let's require safe storage of firearms. I know I have mine locked up.
In Los Angeles, President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was in court today, pleaded guilty to 9 counts in a federal tax trial. Earlier, prosecutors rejected defense attorney attempts for an Alford plea, which would have allowed Hunter to plead guilty while maintaining his innocence on the conduct of charges. He'll be sentenced December 16th. And dangerous triple-digit temperatures keeping a grip in the Southwest and West Coast. This is ABC News. The first 100,000 doses of Mpox vaccine have arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Those doses, donated by the EU, are manufactured by a Danish company. A significant drop in e-cigarette use among young people.
New data from the National Youth Tobacco Survey shows e-cigarette use among teens and preteens in middle and high school has dropped to the lowest level in a decade, 500,000 fewer in 2024 than in 2023. The survey shows the decline was largely driven by reduced e-cigarette use among high schoolers, who their level of use is about a third of what it was at its peak in 2019 when more than 5 million youth were lighting up e-cigs. The director of the FDA Center for Tobacco says the continued decline is a monumental public health win. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Department of Transportation launching a probe into airline rewards programs. America, Delta, Southwest, and United have been asked for information on their programs, including how some earned rewards are devalued. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. A 30% chance of scattered showers in the evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 52. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler tomorrow with a high of 65. Winds will be north 8 to 18 miles per hour. And partly cloudy to clear and rather chilly tomorrow night with a low of 40. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Madison police are asking for your help as they search for a missing man. Eric Bohl hasn't been seen for over a week and a half. They say he was last seen leaving his home on the east side on August 24th. He was riding his e-bike. It's blue with a black and red seat. If you've seen him or you think you know where he is, call Dane County Communications. It's only the second day of class, but UW-Madison police say graffiti has been showing up on campus for a week. They say someone painted pro-Palestine messages in the Library Mall area around 3 o'clock yesterday morning. UW-Madison Police Public Information Officer Mark Lovicott says something similar happened near Woody Hall last Tuesday. Police say it constitutes criminal damage of property. Of course, there's a new protest policy in place for this school year. Some of the messages were criticizing that, too. Construction will soon start on UW-Madison's new practice facility, but one aspect of that project is now facing backlash. The UW Athletics Department plans to remove bricks from the Brick Wall of Fame. It stands near Camp Randall. All the bricks have been purchased by loved ones and have memorial messages in memory of Badgers who have died. One dad, whose daughter has a brick dedicated to her, told WISC he was surprised that they didn't plan to install the memorial somewhere new. Now families have been told they have until Sunday to claim bricks dedicated to their loved ones. UW Athletics released a statement saying they are, quote, in the midst of discussions around how to handle this situation moving forward. Some farmers are dealing with fungi on their corn crop. UW-Madison College of Agriculture professor Damon Smith told WISN Southern Rust is a threat this year. It comes to us here in Wisconsin from the Gulf states, but there's another called tar spot. Both fungi have been detected here through testing at a UW facility in Columbia County. Smith says they pull the moisture out of the corn. Southern rust dies off in the cold winter months, but tar spot can survive, making it a years-long problem. Congressman Derek Van Orden hosted a roundtable discussion on senior health care staffing in Altoona yesterday. According to a WQOW report, staff from Lake Halley Memory Care, Aging and Disability Resources Centers, and other assisted living homes expressed concerns over a new federal regulation that requires more hours of care from registered nurses. They worry the new regulation could lead to staffing issues without enough RNs in the area. Congressman Van Orden said he's pushing to overturn the new rules. Oh, the places you'll show is the theme for the 2024 Richland County Fair, being held today through Sunday. All non-livestock exhibits will be accepted until 6 tonight. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway is open. Other activities tonight include rabbit showmanship at 6 and the beef heifer show at 7. Friday's highlights at the fair include various shows, life-size balloon creations, the Midway, and Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will be in the grandstand beginning at 7. Cost of admission to the fairgrounds is free today. Cost Friday and Saturday is $10 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 will be admitted free. Season passes are also available for $20 for adults and $10 for children. Saturday's admission for seniors, military, and first responders is $5 with ID. Admission price includes the grandstand entertainment. Those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County Highway AA to the fairgrounds. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group are again partnering for the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The popular competition highlights Wisconsin's manufacturing industry, which contributes over $71 billion in total economic output to the state each year. Product nominations are being accepted through tomorrow. Any product that is manufactured in Wisconsin qualifies for the contest. Over 1,000 products representing a wide array of industries have been nominated over the years, and winning products have included beverage dispensers, fire trucks, cranes, motorcycles, military vehicles, robotic carts, rifles, and even Kringle. Following the nomination period through Friday, a popular vote will determine the top 16 products that will be placed in a bracket-style tournament called Manufacturing Madness. Products will compete against one another in head-to-head matchups, and the products that receive the highest votes in each matchup will advance to the next round. Manufacturers, consumers, employees, and other Wisconsinites are encouraged to vote once per day per device through the rounds of voting. This year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin will be announced at WMC's Business Day in Madison event on October 17th. September is College Savings Month in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers made that proclamation Tuesday. A release from the governor said higher education plays a critical role in recruiting, retaining, and training talented workers for the state's economic well-being. Evers added that a college education should be affordable and accessible for all who choose to pursue it. The two college savings plans Wisconsin offers are EdVest 529 and Tomorrow's Scholar. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2024 hook and line season for Lake Sturgeon will take place on certain waters from September 7th through September 30th. All anglers looking to harvest a lake sturgeon must have their general 2024 fishing license and a valid hook and line lake sturgeon tag. Licenses and tags may be purchased online through Go Wild or from a licensed vendor. All license requirements and regulations apply. Anglers are reminded that only one sturgeon with a minimum length measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. Anglers who have harvested a lake sturgeon must validate their tag immediately upon harvesting and before moving it. All harvested sturgeon must be registered at a designated registration station. Please note that most registration stations are not open 24/7, so if anglers plan on harvesting a 60-plus inch lake sturgeon outside registration station hours, they must be prepared to keep their fish on ice. A hook and line sturgeon tag is not required if an angler plans to release the sturgeon they catch in the open season. The DNR urges anglers to practice responsible catch and release when releasing any fish they do not wish to keep. Please note that it is illegal to fish by snagging, foul hooking, and attempting to hook fish other than in the mouth. Some sturgeon may have a tag near their dorsal fin with the information about the movement and growth of lake sturgeon. If a tagged sturgeon is caught, please submit the information to the county's fisheries biologist to help the DNR in future management practices. Please leave the tag attached to the fish if you release it. A man who is trying to swim all the way across Lake Michigan was forced to return to shore. 62-year-old Jim Dreyer is trying to celebrate the anniversary of his first successful swim across Lake Michigan in 1998. Since then, the Michigan resident has completed a swim across all the Great Lakes. Unfortunately, issues with his navigation equipment stopped his run late Wednesday morning. This was Dreyer's second attempt of the summer, and his crew posted on Facebook that he's in good spirits and good health. An unloaded gun was found in a student's backpack at Chippewa Falls Middle School this week. The cased and unloaded gun was found in a student's bag Wednesday. The student told staff they accidentally grabbed a parent's backpack instead of their own when getting out of the car at school. The student is not being identified because it was an accident and no one was hurt. Police are urging parents to leave their guns home when coming to school grounds. A Mosinee man found guilty of stabbing a police officer during a welfare check will serve prison time. Randy Beardsley was sentenced to 4 years in prison, followed by 1 year of extended supervision Tuesday after pleading no contest to battery against an officer and one misdemeanor count for obstruction. An officer found the 41-year-old passed out along Main Street in Mosinee in January, and when he went to check on him, Beardsley stabbed him in the leg with an unidentified sharp object. Beardsley then refused commands to back down and had to be subdued with help from a canine officer. It's still unclear what led to the attack. Until now, Beardsley had no criminal record in Wisconsin.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died August 28th at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of Rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Back Roads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of Rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May D. Gray, 94 of Platteville, died last Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dolores May D. Gray, 94 of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City, died yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy here tonight with spotty shower chances still possible. They're extremely widely scattered but could linger here throughout tonight and even tomorrow too. Otherwise, mild high temperatures today. We reached the mid-70s, and now the winds are out of the northwest, pulling our lows to the low 50s. Winds will calm, and patchy fog is possible, especially out west. And for tomorrow, we'll be under more clouds than sunshine, unfortunately, and it's going to be feeling like fall. Breezy winds cranking out of the north, gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times, is going to keep our highs much cooler, to the mid-60s. And we've also got scattered shower chances still possible. And then, tomorrow night, clouds clear out quickly. I'm talking rapid. And as they do so, they take the warmth along with them. Well, I should say any warmth that we actually had from throughout the day, because temperatures fall to the upper 30s overnight. We could see some patchy frost possible, especially north. So it's going to be a pretty cold morning on Saturday. Otherwise, it'll be sunny throughout the afternoon and still in that crisp feel with highs in the mid-60s. And that's about as low as we go. From there on out, we start to climb and warm things up again. In fact, for Sunday, we stay dry, breezy winds, but this time out of a different direction, bringing us mild conditions into the mid-70s. After that, for Monday, as we start the work and school week off, it'll be sunny and even warmer. In fact, on Saturday morning, just keep in mind, by Monday, highs will hit 80. It's quite a weather roller coaster, that's for sure. Hang on, because we go higher than that. In fact, on Tuesday, it'll be partly sunny and becoming rather hot. High temperatures will tap the mid-80s. We, of course, have a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later on Tuesday evening, which could linger through Wednesday morning. And by the afternoon, we'll be sitting in the mid-80s and humid, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 77 degrees after a high today of 78 and a morning low of 49. Yesterday's high was 80 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1954 is 94 degrees with a record low of 36 set back in 1962. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 74. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:30 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:30. Winds are out of the northeast at around 8 miles per hour. We did receive a gust just moments ago of about 14 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.06. Our relative humidity is at 62%, and we have received 4/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at the local sports schedule for this evening.
There's high school soccer tonight in the area. Richland Center is playing at Dodgeville against Dodge Point. JV action began at 5. Varsity kicks off at 7. And the River Valley soccer team is at Prairie du Chien against Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca. High school volleyball matches tonight. They include Platteville doing battle against Lancaster and River Valley against Prairie du Chien at Prairie du Chien. Richland Center is at Dodgeville this evening. And we'll have the call on WRCO of that opening match. Coach Jamie Johnson of the Hornets talked this week about Dodgeville.
They're the conference favorites. They're returning conference champions. They have the returning MVP. They've got like 5 starters back. Not the ideal situation, but, you know, in some ways we're really looking at it as a way to capitalize too. It's early in the season. It might be a chance to, you know, maybe come in and surprise them a little bit on how we're doing and, and what we're offering this year and way we're playing. So I guess I'd rather almost play them first on the road than even at home or down the road. I think even though we're going to continue to get better.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show begins around 7 o'clock tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. An offense that was 0-for-16 handicapped the Brewers as they lost in extra innings for the second straight time last night. The Cardinals won the series with a 3-2 decision in 10 innings. The middle of the batting order, the third and cleanup hitters were all for 22 in the series. A homer by Eric Haas had tied the score, but there was no more offense for Milwaukee. Joel Piamps suffered the loss, but the winning hit came off lefty Holby Milner. The Brewers are off tonight before starting a series against Colorado. Only one Packer player missed the last home practice before the team flew to Brazil. Defensive end Aaron Mosby won't play in the game against the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow. The 6 Green Bay players are listed as limited participants: running back Marshawn Lloyd, tight end Tucker Kraft, linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, wide receiver Romeo Doubs, cornerback Carrington Valentine, and running back Emmanuel Wilson. The Brewers didn't practice yesterday because they were flying south. Kickoff for tomorrow night's game will be at 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRC 100.9 and on WRC 100.9. No stream coverage for that game, with the kickoff at 7:15, as I mentioned, and the pregame starting at 5. Brazilian soccer club Corinthians, the team's turning over its stadium for the first NFL game ever to be played in South America, dislikes anything green so much that its executives tried to paint the field black about a decade ago. It was an effort to steer Corinthians fans away from any references to local rival Palmeiras, the team that they had been feuding with for more than a century. On Friday, however, Neoquímica Arena will be awash with green when the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles play the second game of the NFL season in Brazil. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With the start of a new school year, the Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society has the following reminders regarding school-related items that can pose threats to the health and well-being of family pets. First, if ingested by pets, glue sticks, crayons, and markers can all cause stomach pain or pose a choking hazard. Likewise, medications, gum, and chocolate, often found in open backpacks, are also potentially dangerous to pets. So, to keep your pets safe and healthy during the school year, make sure to keep backpacks closed whenever pets are around, and to keep all school supplies safely out of the reach of pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Cattle and corn were lower Thursday. Hogs finished mixed and soybeans closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines. The highest performing corn featured a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans did close modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, rallying after the early losses. Most forecasts have some scattered rain late this week, but outlooks into mid-month are generally dry. China and unknown destinations bought new crop U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. November beans were up 2 at 10.23 and a half. January was 2 and a quarter higher at 10.41 and a half. October bean meal was down $3.40 at $3.22.40. October soybean oil was up 97 points at $41.69. Corn was down on profit-taking. The mostly dry late development conditions could have some impact on this year's yields. Many private estimates are just below the USDA's last guess, with the next one out on the 12th. December corn was 2 lower at 410 and 3 quarters. March was down 1 and 3 quarters at 429 and a quarter. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were down. Minneapolis was up. The wheat complex is monitoring late spring wheat harvest activity and early winter wheat planting. Export demand has improved, and that could continue due to smaller than expected crops for some key export competitors. December Chicago was 6 lower at 574 and 3 quarters. December Kansas City was down 4 and a quarter at 588 and 3 quarters. December Minneapolis was up 2 and a quarter at 625 and 3 quarters. Cattle were sharply lower, watching direct business develop at lower prices. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. October live was down 197 at 177.25. December was 217 lower at 176.72. October feeders were down 287 at 234.57. And hogs were mostly lower, coming under cash and wholesale pressure. October was down 87 at 80.70. December was 65 lower at 72.05. Brent Barnett has that full look at cash livestock after this.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
Cash cattle trade picked up Thursday with some light trade reported in Kansas and Texas at 181, a dollar higher than Wednesday, but $2 lower than last week's weighted average. Some scattered deals are also being reported in parts of Nebraska at 288 on a dressed basis, $2 lower than the previous week. Boxed beef closed lower with choice down 9 cents at 311.51, select down 261 at 296.78. The choice select spread was 1473. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed at the close. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 83 cents with a base range of $74 to $82. The Iowa Minnesota was up 12 cents with a weighted average price of $77.88. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, unchanged on the week and up more than 20,000 on the year. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Many crop farmers face significant disease pressure this growing season. Minnesota farmer Rob Tate tells Brownfield conditions suited plant pathogens.
Decided to spray a little more fungicide than maybe what we would have planned to do originally. Generally, I always try to spray any of my corn on corn fields with fungicide as a preventative measure. This year, with all the moisture and also concerns about tar spot.
More news is next.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Associate Director of the Midwestern Regional Climate Center says rapid onset drought is possible across several states in the next couple of weeks. Melanie Widhelm tells Brownfield that can cause problems during harvest.
It'll help you get into the fields, it'll help your crop dry down in time, but you do want to watch out for the risk of fire. So combine fires, field fires, there are a lot of burn bans across the region right now because of that elevated fire risk.
A regenerative ag consultant says adaptive grazing can help build healthy soils. Eric Fuchs is with Understanding Ag.
What we're talking about is a lot more grazing management, adaptive grazing, moving cattle more often, being able to graze them longer all year without any inputs.
U.S. ethanol production dropped last week. Production was the lowest since late June at an average of 1,061,000 barrels a day, a decrease of 10,000 on the week, but an increase of 49,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Controlling your expenses in a down economy. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As a downturn in the farm economy continues, more people are starting to weigh their own financial situations. A Nebraska banker says it's important to know your costs, identify your spending habits, and control what you can to come out ahead when times are tough. On this week's episode, Barry Benson with First National Bank of Omaha shares some tips to stay ahead in the ag economy. We'll learn more right after this.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
An ag banker says farmers need to maintain strong balance sheets even as inflation has slowed. Barry Benson with Nebraska-based First National Bank of Omaha tells Brownfield.
We do have to look to sharpen our pencils, make sure that we're controlling costs where we can. We always preach liquidity. Liquidity is king and cash is king in these times. So you want to make sure that you have some dry powder to be able to take advantage of opportunities as they come along.
He says knowing a potential need versus a want is important when money is tight.
We encourage all our producers to know their cost of production, be mindful of their expenses. Growing up, my dad always used to tell me there's the difference between a need and a want. In 21 and in 2022, when grain prices were at higher levels, profitability was higher, that line could get moved around a little bit.
Benson says knowing that difference can also change from year to year.
Even being a producer myself, needing to explain to my wife that a four-wheeler in 2021 was really a need. Today, if I look at that purchase, it was really more of a want.
While the federal government has hinted at an interest rate reduction, Benson says there is still some uncertainty in the ag economy.
Within the last 2 or 3 weeks, there was the sell down in the market about a week or week and a half ago, and we've recovered a few of those losses or decline. Some of that concern was in regards to upcoming potential for a recession.
He says more farmers are also carrying additional debt than in previous years.
That is due to the good profits in 2021 and 22. 2023, depending on when they marketed their grain, could have been a positive or negative year or about a break even. Unfortunately, today in 2024, at today's prices are below or well below break even prices. Some producers maybe took advantage of a little bit of the marketing opportunities in late May and June. Those really were not allowing for a lot of profit. So those sales at that time were kind of playing more in defense.
He says the ag economy continues to be challenged by rising input costs and the cost of farm labor. And he says these challenges can weigh on a farmer's mental health.
We often think that with challenges come opportunities. And so if people just would put their head in their sand, it can cause lots of challenges. However, if they take a step back and they know their cost reduction, think outside of the box on other ways to provide value, there is opportunities to come out of this and be better on the other side.
Benson encourages farmers to sit down and have a conversation with their banker to figure out the best plan for their operation. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. This back-to-school message is sponsored by Richland Locker, TriStar Gifts and More, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
From Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel of road. Dice, we doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch another buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky, stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, let's take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
That was Kenny Chesney, Just to Say We Did on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here up until, probably between 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school volleyball. Richland Center at Dodgeville. Phil Neal will be making the call. Like I say, the pregame will start between around 7 or 7:15, depending on how soon the JV matchup gets over with. So be sure to stay tuned for that to have some great volleyball action on the air. Hopefully your Thursday. I've got my days mixed up there. Hopefully your Thursday evening is a good one. Beautiful day again today. It's starting to cloud up there a bit outside right now. Maybe there's a chance of some scattered evening showers, according to Tony Schumacher. So Tony says we could possibly have some evening showers. Actually, Brittany even updated on that, too. So we'll see what happens tonight. But anyways, it won't spoil volleyball action because that will be indoors, of course. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow the Rockbridge Meal Site located within Bethlehem Lutheran Academy will be closed, and that's going to be closed through Wednesday. The closure is due to the construction of the meal site location as the parking lot is finished. Also, a Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. Appointments are encouraged. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection in the display case, the locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run, and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas and
young love and Saturday nights. Shops, so beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves this southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside. Loves for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters, good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Is old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights.
WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Hunter Biden has decided to plead guilty to federal tax charges. That'll allow the president's son to avoid another criminal trial just months after he was convicted in a separate gun case. The Justice Department accused Hunter Biden of a scheme to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes. The judge in Donald Trump's election interference case says she will not dismiss what defense attorneys call an